to blah, 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 result, result, result.
Right. Okay, cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so you
that
can
makes
tie
sense.
It together. So you can actually have three. I would actually recommend it's a lot more work in doing it, but you can have three separate funnels leading in. Now, all your people are going to see those, but they may not be making the connection. But one's going to say, oh, yeah, I have chronic unrelenting joint pains. I want to go find out what Steph has to say. Oh, I have chronic this and that. You can tie it together when they go to the opt-in if you want to, or you can tie it together further down. The way you can do it is you can have them opt-in for the video, and they say, oh, great, I'm really glad, and you say, hey, thank you very much for signing up for this to get this video. Your video is down below, but or it's going to be sent to you by email or whatever. But before you go, I just want to let you know that a lot of people don't realize that this particular symptom is related to this particular condition. Why don't you join me for? And you have the title of your webinar tie in that.
Right.
The unsuspecting, you know, the let's see, something along the lines of the mysterious symptoms of gut stuff that don't even come across as gut stuff or something.
Right, like the hidden.
The hidden, yes.
The hidden something.
Right.
Yeah.
Something related to these symptoms might just be all in your gut, something like that.
Right.
Like people say it's all in your head, right? It could be all in your gut.
Right.
Maybe a play on that phrase.
Right.
You see?
Yes, your doctor's telling you it's all in your head.
Yeah, your doctor may be telling you it's all in your head, but really it could be all in your gut.
Yeah, he's looking in the wrong place. Yeah.
Right.
And here's why.
Exactly. He's looking in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Right? You don't need Prozac. Yeah. It's not a Prozac deficiency. You don't need antidepressants. Right? You probably don't even need anti-inflammatory medication to get rid of your joint pain because it's just going to mask it.
Yeah.
So think in terms of, you know, it's easy if you pull them together after you've given them the video. So it might actually be best to go opt in for this video. They come and they watch the video about joint pain, et cetera, et cetera. And then you make the connection in the video. I think that might be better. You make the connection in the video
to
the gut. And then you say right below it, you say opt in here, sign up here to get access to my webinar. Or you just give them access. You're already, because you signed in, you already have access to. I'm experimenting with the concept. A lot of the marketing folks are saying that you get better turnout at your webinar if they actually click on the link and opt in again for that.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking of using that Evergreen webinar system. But I'm not sure if I'm going to...
Yeah,
I
wouldn't
be able
jump
to get
into that right now.
Unless,
because you need to have an Evergreen webinar, and you need to, before you have an Evergreen webinar, you have to do that webinar several times.
That makes sense to me. Yeah,
and you have to do several launches. I don't use it yet. Why? Because I'm just never happy with the way. Like, I can make that better. I'm going to make it better.
Make it
I can make that better. I'm going to make it better.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
so
different things happen live.
Piece. You just do it live. You're going to make an interaction. You're going to get good.
Okay.
If you do one and you go, holy cow, there were 50 people on that call and 40 of them signed up, that's going to be my Evergreen webinar. I'm going in and signing up and getting it done.
I use the recording and then just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense?
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there like just one video that they watch before they get to opt in, or is it like a series of videos kind of thing?
So you can do it in a number of ways. So they get to thing, you can say, and in the video, you could say, well, this is one of the symptoms of it. You watch your inbox and we'll have some other videos to show you some of the other symptoms. Or you can mention it in the video. You might not even realize that if you're, whatever, you're here because you're exhausted, but you might also have some joint pain, and you may also have a little bit of bloating. Maybe not. But all of these can be symptoms of the same problem. And watch your inbox. I'll send you some links as soon as they're available. The next video in the series is going to talk about this.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. And then you can connect them, and you can do this with lead pages. They have some templates. They actually, if you look up the Jeff Walker templates.
Okay.
Okay. And what he does is he'll show the video one, video two, video three, and as they come out, you link these pages together. So if say the first one's on exhaustion, you say, watch your inbox, we're going to have some new stuff, you know, and they'll be linked. It'll be easy for you to link them above, coming soon. You can put video two, joint pain, coming soon, on the little link. And I could show you a sample of that real easily because I've done it a number of times.
Awesome.
Okay. And even the one that I just did, even though I didn't do lead pages, I used ClickFunnels, I did it like that, where they, when they finally get to the page, there's like all the stuff that they got before is at the top. But you could do video one. You just look at the Jeff Walker thing. It'll click to you exactly how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And he's got the template all set up, and you just use that template for your pages.
Okay. The gifts that you just gave away for, like, the cafe program,
yep.
the adrenal recharge blueprint and all that stuff, that was really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have three gifts? Or?
Yeah, we had three gifts. Like, you're going to have three videos.
Yeah.
I've done it before where I had videos, but this time I did it with gifts instead. And all the gifts led to the same place.
Right.
And people get, you know, some people go, quiz in, I've done that before, I don't need, you know, I don't want to do a quiz. And some people go, ooh, elixir recipes. Elixir recipes were by far the most popular.
Right.
And so what I did was I built up the list going towards this webinar slowly, gradually.
Right.
The way I did it was I first sent out the thing on the quiz. Unfortunately, we were in the retreat all week, and I didn't get to send the second one out right after. I thought I would have time to set it up. I didn't, so I didn't really follow up with it, so kind of blew a lot of that. But the idea was that I would send out the link to the quiz, and then 2-3 days later, I would send out, like, another reminder of that one and say, oh, if you haven't checked out your quiz, do your quiz, check out your quiz. Then I would send the next one, which was, hey, I have these awesome elixirs. People have been asking me about them for years. Why don't you try them out? And then a couple of emails on that. And then the third one was the blueprint. Hey, this is how I can put it all together for you. You know, you've got the quiz. You found out what stage you're in. You have some elixirs to do, but it's way more than just drinking elixirs, you know. Here's the blueprint. And so my whole sequence didn't quite get out that way because I was rushed to get it done, but the point is that you can do that with your videos. Hey, watch this video. Are you suffering from? You'll get a certain number of people. You have to follow it up with at least one more. Then you're going to send out to your whole list, hey, I've got this new video, and it's about this and how it might be linked to issues that you don't even know about. You could say it could be all in your gut. You can allude to it in the emails, or you could not and make it a surprise when they get there. We can talk about how to do that once you get more of an outline of what you want to say in the videos.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And then your third video, you're saying, hey, blah, blah, blah. You may actually be experiencing gut. If you've been watching, you'll notice that I've been sending out emails, and these various symptoms can be related to your gut. But maybe you don't have those symptoms. Maybe you just have a bloody poking gut, and it's talking to you. Come to watch this video and learn some strategies for that.
Right.
And then each one of them is going to either give them the link right below it to, if you've enjoyed this, join this webinar, or after you do it, another opt-in. It's just extra work to do the extra opt-in, so you can choose how to do it.
Right. Right. Okay.
Are you getting that?
Yeah.
Does this make sense? Does it
feel totally
like,
makes sense.
Wow, because you're getting people excited. Yeah. If you come up with a webinar and you come up with this great title, The Hidden Sources of Gut Problem, you know, the occult problems that gut problems cause, or symptoms that you may not even be associating with your gut that cause it, and you just do it once and say, come to my webinar, you'll get a certain number of people to opt in, right? But if you hit them at different places, you're going to get a whole lot more. We ended up with over 3,000. Doing
wow, that was
even though I
crazy.
Botched it, we got over 3,000.
Yeah, I don't think you botched it. Yeah,
and then we ended up with over 1,000 show up between the three webinars we've done so far.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Out of the 1,000, how many people signed up for?
Yeah, I was
cafe?
Just going to tell you that's where the botch is so far. There's only 53, 54 that are signed up.
Weird.
Yeah, but the thing I was told was that I gave way too much and the webinars were way too long. So that's what I want. You have the tendency to be just like me in that. So I want to, is to keep it so that they're anticipating, they know what's to come, because people drop out after an hour. Even though we still had like 100 and plus people on after an hour, it wasn't the same as if we'd made the offer at 45 minutes. So it's really important to get to the point where you're concise and you lead up to the offer at 45 minutes. You can still give content after that. And you can say, hey, I want to tell you about this opportunity that I have for you to get the help you need. You tell them about your offer.
Right.
And then after I tell you about that, I have three more bullet points that I want to cover that you should know. So stay on, hang on, stay tuned.
Okay.
And then you give them, and that keeps them there through the offer. Because if you just do the offer after you've applied all the content, then they go, I'm done. I don't want to join the program. I'm gone.
Right.
But if you leave them hanging and you're going to cover, I'm going to share with you after. What I did this time was I'm going to share with you, like, when and why would you use bioidentical hormones? People ask me that all the time. I'll share that after I tell you about this.
Right. Have
so
something
a lot of people
to,
stayed on
for
to
the
do
end.
That.
Yeah. Right.
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 Okay.
Does that make
sense? Yeah, it makes sense.
So you can do it.
Okay.
Okay. What I will say is that you might, you know, you may or may not, since this is your first one, you may or may not want them to have to opt in again for the webinar. You may just want to give everybody that opts in for everything access to the webinar. Just because for me it added an extra level of complication, an extra set of emails, right, because then you have to send them the reminder emails from that, and you have to, it just got real complicated.
Right, right.
Very complicated. So
right,
I would
right.
say maybe for the first time, you just do it with the three content videos leading up and then the webinar, and you automatically just send to everybody that's opted in for anything, you send them
right.
the information about the webinar.
That might be the easiest. Yeah, I'm going to need to go for the simple solution here.
Right.
Unless there's a system that does everything for me.
Well, the ClickFunnels does, but there's a learning curve and it costs. I mean, you've got lead pages. You don't have to pay for it.
Exactly.
I would do it.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And once I get further along in ClickFunnels and I can share it more, because I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. But I feel, you know, I got to look at, I don't even know what the price is because I'm on a free trial for 3 months. So I don't know what I'm going to be paying for it after that. But they've got me hooked. So I'm like, I don't care what it is. I need it. I can't live without it. So they did a good job of that.
Yeah. I'll wait till you get through your learning curve and then I'll make a decision about that one.
Yes, absolutely. But do it this way because ClickFunnels has the Jeff Walker template. And he's the king of product launch. So follow that template, decide so that his has four links across the top, video one, video two, video three, and then the last one could either be a link to your sales video or to your webinar.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay? And you can even say that when you give them the video, you can say below it, and oh, by the way, we're going to be doing, if you want to tie all this together, we're going to be doing this webinar, mark your calendar, here's when it's going to be, and if you want to go back and hear more details about it, you can click on the link above that says webinar. And then you can actually give them the bullet points of what you're going to do on the webinar.
Perfect.
And that would simplify it a lot.
Okay. Cool.
Okay? So when are you going to have an outline or just bullet points for each of the videos?
I'm going to have that by the end of the weekend.
Okay. So you're going to send
me
a Word file or something with that in it?
Can I do that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Send me that so I can look at it and I can help you, kind of make those conciser if you need it, and maybe they'll be perfect, but I can help you with that.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. You might even write the email, like the first email for each of them, like what you're going to say to your people, because I can help you with that too. Because you have a tendency, like me, to just try to give too much, and we want to create mystery.
Yes. That's, not easy for me. So,
I know. I know. I'm just a few steps ahead of you.
Awesome.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Allison.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Take a breath and then tune into what you need the most right now.
I feel
Okay, get closer again to your computer because you're very faint again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
It's a little faint.
I'll try not to cover
up. There.
Yeah?
That's good.
Yep, good. Okay, everyone, lovely to hear you both. Great to hear how you're getting on, Steph. So I bought a new computer before I went on the retreat. And it's an iMac, so it's enormous. But my broadband is very poor, and I'm having trouble. I can only access my email on my iPad, which is an old iPad that doesn't connect to modern apps. So in terms of what I need help with, I think perhaps if I go through some of the names that I've come up with. As you know, at my VIP day, we came up with taking forward the free yourself from hormone prison as a tagline from my new website, which almost everybody on the Facebook group disagreed with.
Didn't like, yeah.
A personal email from Jane saying, don't give up on it completely. At least use it in some of your products because it's very eye-catching,
yeah.
Which is the whole point. And it's why you and I, Rita Marie, thought it was so good when we talked about it at the VIP day because I was already using it as part of my elevator speech.
Right.
The thing is that nobody else is using that phrase and that therefore it makes people sit up and it stands out.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so good. And one of my Toastmasters contacts, who's a poet and an author, I sort of gave him some things to think about, and he came back to me with, I'm just going to read it out to you, but it's just too long, for example. I'm just connecting to that on Messenger. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, so he said, transform and accelerate hormonal healing through your equilibrium power.
Yeah.
And it's just far too long. You know,
it's not, people won't understand it. Transform and accelerate hormone balance? What?
Oh, hold on.
I'm trying to type it so I could see it. I'm really good at looking at things rather than hearing.
Transform and accelerate hormonal healing through your equilibrium power. And there's too many long words for people to get when they're browsing the internet. If you've got to make people, if it makes people have to think too hard.
Right. It's emotion that drags people, not intellect. So emotion grabs people. So if someone is suffering from various hormonal stuff and they've got hot flashes and they've got irritability, and they feel like their life is on hold, they may relate to hormone prison, right?
Yeah.
So when you're leading people in, you get their attention with their pain, but then the offer is the transformation.
Yeah. So I thought that
hormonal
the
balance would be great, you know, and those kind of words are great on the program name.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't want the program name to be Free Yourself from Hormonal Prison. You want it to be something that set yourself free. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking set yourself free from the hormone prison and live your life with vitality. And then that's coming back to my vitality word, which is my current branding.
Right. Free yourself from hormonal prison and live your life with vitality. Yeah, I think the objections, and maybe Steph can pipe in here too, the objections that people had was that it was negative and hormones, people don't, you know, hormones are not necessarily bad things, but the issue is they are being, they're out of balance and they're being bad boys when, or girls, when they're creating this disharmony. So I'd love to hear your thought on it, Steph, if you have any specific emotional reaction to it.
I do have some thoughts. It sucks, but negative titles like that, for if it's like an instant thing that they're going to get online, get better results than positive titles.
Yes.
So you could write this lovely thing about balance and harmony, and you're not going to get as many clicks.
Right.
As a negative title, because people, it's like they're pain.
They're looking, and the search words, they're all on pain. People do not search for vibrant health.
But here's the thing. I don't think people are up at 2 in the morning thinking about their hormones. They're up at 2 in the morning thinking about their energy, their relationships, like that stuff.
Not if they're going through menopause and they're having hot flashes.
There you go.
At 2 in the morning and they're going, freaky stupid hormones. I wish they could stop, for God's sake. Because they know when you get hot flashes and you're 50 years old, and when you are irritable and cranky and have no sex drive and you're 50 years old, you know it's hormones.
Right. So you know about that. Yeah, that's true.
You know it, right?
That's
so that's
true.
The difference between blood sugar balance, which when I first came up with my blood sugar problem, I'm going to do this program on blood sugar balance. And Bill said, well, who cares about blood sugar balance? What are the symptoms? I said, well, they can have belly fat. Well, they can have brain fog. They can be exhausted. So that's where we came up with belly fat, brain fog, burnout. And people love it. They relate. Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
may not be typing those exact words in, so you have to find the words that they're typing. But that, they go, whoa, that does describe what I'm going through.
Yeah, fair enough. That makes sense.
Right?
That makes sense, yeah.
Because they're not waking up at night to go, oh, I'm exhausted. Oh, I have bad relationships. They're going, these freaking hot flashes are keeping me awake
again. Yes, ruining my life, yeah.
They're ruining my life.
Yes.
And it's these goddamn hormones. Men are so lucky, right? That's kind of the stuff that they're thinking.
Yeah.
That's why I like the hormone prison thing.
I think it's fine, actually. I mean, you have to probably, how could you really quantify, right, which one is the best one to do? But I know that the negative is, it sells better. I know that's really sad. But you just want to get them in the program so you can help them.
Right. And I think that the adding on the vitality would be good because it's contrast. It's the contrast between the pain and the pleasure.
Yeah, it's like the promise of hope.
The promise, right. So you have the pain and the promise all like tied and wrapped up in a nice little bow.
I think it's good.
You know,
I wasn't on the Facebook group, so I don't know what anybody said, but I think it's good.
I wonder, too, I just have this vision of having like a picture of somebody having a hot flash in a prison cell and like pulling the bars and trying to get out of it. Like the bars are like bent aside and they're pulling and they're sitting in there and you can see the sweat pouring off their face and, you know.
Is it like one of those things, like I remember like giving birth and I don't know, I've never died, but, you know, one of those things where you feel like you're on a ride and you have no control over your body.
Yeah.
Like one of those parts of life where you just don't know what's going on and you're on this ride and you don't, you're just on a ride. Is it one of those times?
Would you say that, Allison? I mean, because that's how I envisioned. I've never had a hot flash, so I don't know. I've been through menopause, and I've never had a hot flash. Figure that.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, it's the way people feel. They've got no control over their body or their emotions, and where they hear themselves saying things that they wouldn't normally rationally say to people. You know, so the mood swings and the rattiness.
Is it scary?
And the hot flashes, you see, if you're giving a presentation or you're talking to, you've got an interview with a client or something as a corporate person, it's just really difficult to keep your cool while you're going completely red in the face and sweating.
Right. Yeah, so it is completely out of control. It's like if you have a headache in the middle of something, you can breathe, nobody sees it, and you just, like, you move on. Unless it's one of these like migraine things that knock you over. But there's certain pains that may come up. Like you may have this gas in your belly and you're hoping that nobody, you know, that it doesn't come out and nobody notices. But with the hot flash, it's like it takes over your whole body.
Yeah.
And you have no control. You can't breathe and make it go away. It doesn't go away. You can't breathe and make it go away.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I had the vision of somebody like really relating to like pulling the prison bars apart and being like stuck in there and the sweat is pouring off of them and they're like, ah! That's what I would envision would get people's attention.
I think you're right. I think it is going to get people's attention.
You know? And even if you don't want it to be your but I think that's your first impression when people get to your website.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. And I would venture to say most of the people were not in the target audience. You know, they're younger.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? So you may want to put it out to a group of menopausal women.
Yeah.
Perimenopausal women.
Yeah.
And just see what they think. Does this describe you? Is this something you wish you had?
Is this something that rings true?
That rings true. Because you do feel like you're in prison and you can't get out and you're trying hard to get out and you can't.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I wouldn't throw it away because I know I just may want to go and post it on some forums.
Yeah.
I don't know where. I'm in a pause.
I've got several that I could do that
okay.
with.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I've got the name for my free teleseminar that you came up with, which was brilliant, which was bioidentical hormones, myths, methods, and magic. So I think Steph hasn't heard that yet. So I think that's great. And at the same time, I'm trying to name my system and my course and make them sound different but related. So at the moment, the vitality system, I have a whole load of names, things like hormone success strategy, hormone success system, Dr. Allison's Get Your Life Back hormone system.
Hormone success system. I mean, it's ringy, it's catchy.
Yeah.
I'm just writing it down. So and then the other one was Dr. Allison's
Get Your Life Back hormone system. Free life hormone balancing system. Oh, or free your hormones, free your life system. They're all a bit too lengthy, aren't they? Love your life hormone strategy. Hormone harmonizing health system. Hormone magic 7-step system. Abundant vitality hormone balancing system. But Dr. Allison's hormone success system sounds quite good, doesn't it?
I happen to like that because the Dr. Allison in there gives you the authority. So this is not just some person who never dealt with any of this stuff before. So that gives you the authority. So Dr. Allison's hormone success system I kind of like.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have any opinions on that, Steph?
That's my vote, too.
Yeah, Dr. Allison's hormone success system. It's simple, it's short.
It makes sense to people. They know exactly what it is. It's like a unique system developed by Dr. Allison.
Yep.
Where they're going to have success.
Right. I like it a lot. Short and sweet. The others are a little bit too long and too wishy-washy.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. And then a brainstorm for the name of my 5-week teleseminar course. I'd got Dr. Allison's Hormone Balancing Breakthrough Program. Reclaim Your Hormones, Reclaim Your Life. I'm beginning to think that's a bit wishy-washy. Hormone Hell to Hormone Heaven, 7 Steps to Success. But I don't like the word hell in it. It's just... greats even more than prison does.
Yeah, what was say that one again.
Hormone Hell to Hormone Heaven, 7 Steps to Success. Or
was it Hormone Hell or Hormone Health?
Hormone Hell.
Yeah.
So it's Hell to Heaven. I've got Are You Ready to Break Free from the Hormone Prison, 7 Steps to Hormone Freedom.
Oh, wait. 7 Steps to Hormone Freedom. Dr. Allison's 7 Steps to Hormone Freedom. Is it 7 steps?
Make it into 7 steps. So this is for the actual course. So I've already got the system is set. So I was going to say with a tagline before. So it was, are you ready to break free from the hormone prison? 7 steps to hormone freedom. But 7 steps to hormone freedom is quite concrete, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it because it ties in with the prison.
Yeah. I wonder whether it's too lengthy with, are you ready to... Oh,
not the are you ready to. That's part of your marketing. That's what you say in your sales page. That's what you say in your newsletters or your emails. But it's 7 steps, Dr. Allison, 7 steps to hormone freedom.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's part of... So then the question is the whole system versus is that being a step in the system?
Yeah.
Because if you're, if then what's the system? How? Because it's hard to say. Like if I looked at my system, I was calling it the energy recharge system. And part of the energy recharge system was balancing blood sugar. So my blood sugar program was one of the steps or one of the pieces in my full system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas if you do this and then 7 steps, I think it might be.
Well, this was trying to name the teleseminar itself, but.
Oh, the teleseminar. I'm sorry. I thought it was the series. No, that's fine then.
It's a teleseminar series. It is a teleseminar series as opposed to the system.
Okay, so, but there's two things, and let's make sure we're clear. There's naming the preview teleseminar that leads up to it. And I think Dr. Allison's 7 Steps to Hormone Freedom would be an excellent name of the teleseminar.
Well, the free teleseminar, I liked the bioidentical hormones, myths, magic.
Oh, that's right.
Myths, and magic.
That's right. That's right. So the 7 steps to – it just feels like – then what's the system then? If this is 7 Steps to Hormone Freedom, I'm going to get hormone freedom from this 5-week teleseminar – why would I want to engage in further work? Because I think that the name sounds like it's too much of a complete solution. And it needs to sound like a partial solution almost.
Okay. So 7 Steps of Hormone Freedom might be my mastermind or something.
Yeah.
And more complete.
Because the steps then are really what you teach in your system.
Yeah.
So the system is Dr. Allison's hormone success system, 7 Steps to Hormone Freedom. That would be a good tagline for your system.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think that the seminar, the teleseminar series, needs to focus on...
getting started.
It's the getting started, but people don't want to sign up for something and pay money to get started, right? But they find that out when you go through this stuff and they have a transformation. So think of it this way. Problem, solution, problem. So you give them something. You know you identify they have a problem. You give them a solution to that problem. But then that solution creates another problem.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So realistically, in 5-week teleseminar, what kind of results can you get?
Well, there's understanding, or you could be sleeping through the night, or you could be...
sleeping through the night is a super appealing thing. Most menopausal women, right?
Yeah.
So are there 7 steps to sleeping through the night?
What?
Or is there 5 steps to sleeping through the night or 3 or secret, you know, I think it needs to be something a little bit more concrete when you're doing and if it's a 5-week teleseminar, 5 steps would be a good one. Or 5 strategies. How about that? Or 5. I like the sleeping through the night because that's going to appeal to a lot of people in this situation.
Yeah.
What about just sleeping through the night? What about just sleeping through the night? Dr. Allison sleeping through the night. 5-part teleseminar series. We're sleeping through the night with Dr. Allison. No, that doesn't come off well. they don't get to sleep with you as part of this program. You have a lot of guys signing up for that program. I don't know. I really like. How do you feel about the sleeping through the night as a focus of the series?
That's fine, and it's. Should I put as a sort of subheading for menopausal women or something, or for?
Wait a minute. The women. The midwife woman's guide to sleeping through the night.
Yeah, but we don't tend to call ourselves midlife women.
Right, we don't. You're
in
right.
In my experience. We just say the professional women's guide.
The busy woman's guide to sleeping through the night.
Yeah. Or 5 strategies for sleeping through the night, the busy woman's guide to rejuvenating sleep.
It's a little too long.
Okay.
You know, and people, your target audience will definitely identify with the busy woman, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I keep saying professional women, but busy women just says it all and doesn't exclude people.
It doesn't exclude it.
Yeah.
You can have somebody who's a busy mom, you know, of 7 homeschooling
yeah.
kids or something. They're going, oh, God,
yeah.
I just need to sleep through the night.
You
can have the tagline identify that it's strategies for, you know, so make it clear that it's for menopausal type things. Because you really don't want to just do a general sleeping through the night thing, because there's all kinds of other reasons they're not sleeping through the night, and then you lose your focus.
I don't know, though. I mean, if you get to sort of do the relaxation and visioning part, then it will help anybody.
Yeah. True.
You know, because
a
lot of
it's certainly true, but
your racing thoughts.
Yeah. And it could be that could attract more people, and then it has more people to hone it down to when you make an offer. You just want the offer to be congruent.
But
you know, and really tie in the menopause and sleeping through the night. There are other reasons, but the one we're going to focus mostly on is menopause. But these strategies will be good for all the other, and you'll make because the thing is, you're going from bioidentical hormones, myths, methods, and magic, right? And we're going to talk about that, and that's going to lead to this thing that's, you know, this
and
magic.
I could have discovery sessions throughout, and some people could go on to bioidentical hormones while they're having the course or something.
Well, you can offer that as a VIP upgrade to the program.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so let me think about the sleeping. I think you really do need to tie it to, because you don't want to get, what you don't want to do is get a whole bunch of people, you know, people with PTSD, people with, who are, you know, in their 20s and dealing with babies that are keeping them away.